This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The White House dismissing internal polling that reportedly finds President Trump lagging in some key states against former VP Joe Biden. Talking with reporters a short time ago, Press Chief Sarah Sanders said polls in the 2016 election were wrong and they could likely be wrong again. She argued President Trump's in a very strong position heading into the 2020 campaign. Both Trump and Biden are in Iowa today. Sanders was also defending President Trump's moves when it comes to the southern border, including the new deal reached with Mexico.
The border is being completely overrun, and we have to see something dramatically change, and we're hopeful that we're taking the right steps to make that happen.
The latest shark attack off the coast of Ocean Isle Beach in North Carolina yesterday afternoon leaves a teenage surfer seriously injured. And this is USA Radio News.
So you sit down and do your budget, and you look at all your monthly costs and your bills and your income, and it seems like there's never quite enough. You know what would really help? Finding $500 a month to help balance things out. That is the typical savings, $500 a month for a family when you switch to MediShare for your health care. And when it comes to health care sharing ministries, MediShare is really the gold standard. It's been around for 25 years and has more than 400,000 members. It's been around so long and grown so much because it works. And whether you're single or married or have kids, this could make sitting down to do a monthly budget a lot more fun. $500 a month can more than cover a car payment or pay back loans, whatever. So join MediShare and go out to dinner to celebrate. Here's the number to call. They are incredibly kind and helpful to talk to. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
America's Catholic bishops are under a lot of pressure to deal with sexual abuse by priests as the U.S. Conference of Catholic Bishops meeting opens today. The three-day meeting in Baltimore is under a cloud this year because the group's current president, Cardinal Daniel DiNardo of Texas, is accused of not doing enough to stop a priest in his own diocese who is accused of abuse. DiNardo is also accused of being slow to respond to a report of a relationship between a priest and a female parishioner. Questions surrounding the crash of a helicopter onto a skyscraper roof in Midtown Manhattan yesterday. Bill de Blasio, New York's mayor, says the pilot was flying in a restricted area because it's not far from Trump Tower.
Go into that area, a helicopter would need the approval of LaGuardia Tower.
The chopper crashing onto the roof of the building on 7th Avenue in Midtown, killing the pilot on impact. He had just dropped off a passenger at a heliport when the chopper went down at about 2 p.m. Eastern. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The latest now on the U.S. jobs market. USA Radio's Chris Barnes with the story now from Washington, D.C.
U.S. employers hiring the most people on record in April, while the number of open jobs was largely unchanged, evidence that the job market remains solid. The Labor Department's Monday report showing businesses filled 5.9 million jobs in April, 4.2% more than in March, and the most since records began. On Friday, the government said employers added a week 75,000 jobs in May after 224,000 were added in April. But those monthly figures are net totals, while the 5.9 million is a total count of all hiring.
The Mexico tariff deal sparks a positive bump on Wall Street. In fact, stocks up for a sixth trading session in a row. On Wall Street, the Dow gaining almost 79 points to close at 26,062, the NASDAQ up 81 points, and the S&P 500 up 13 points. And you have to be wealthy and healthy to visit a bed and breakfast in space.
How would you like to visit the International Space Station? Well, a select few who have the money may be able to do it as soon as next year. A round-trip ticket expected to cost around $58 million, and accommodations will run about $35,000 per night for trips of up to 30 days long. Only two visitors will be allowed per year, and they have to meet the same medical standards, training, and certification procedures as regular crew members. I'm Rick Vincent.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen
here.
Come
on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, and they make such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
Hey, hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Hey, are you ready to take a look at America before? We're going to consider the key to Earth's lost civilization. Graham Hancock is with us, New York Times bestselling author of Magician of the Gods. And we're talking to him. Is it from England, Graham, that we're talking to you from?
Yes, indeed. I'm sitting at present in the southwest of England, although I just came back less than a week ago from a seven-week speaking tour around the United States and Canada. So it's been a long journey. Nice to be home.
Well, I bet it is, and a lot of fun to be in the United States and, sharing with the people your new book, America Before, the key to Earth's Lost Civilization. This book that you have presented with all the research and everything, this seemed like this was a long time coming for you. This wasn't something you just did in a couple of years.
No. In a sense, it's been a life project for me.
Yes, that's what I sense. Yes,
I've been exploring the possibility that there may be a major forgotten episode in the human story, a lost civilization, for 30 years. And I guess my best known book on the subject is Fingerprints of the Gods, that was published in 1995, and at that time, I proposed that there had been a global cataclysm somewhere around 12,500 years ago, and I looked into a number of possibilities, some I thought stronger than others, but there was no really solid confirmatory evidence for this. It just was supported in so many myths and traditions, and what has happened in the last 25 years is that solid evidence has come out that exactly in the window that I was proposing in Fingerprints of the Gods years and years ago, we now have a major team of scientists proposing a truly dramatic global cataclysm centered on North America 12,800 years ago and affecting the world dramatically for the next 1,200 years until 11,600 years ago.
Wow.
This changes the whole picture of what I've been into, and similarly the discoveries of sites like Göbekli Tepe in Turkey, just an unbelievable, massive, awe-inspiring megalithic site that is about 5,000 years older than any other megalithic site recognized by archaeologists on Earth. New discoveries in genetics and DNA, connections between peoples of the Amazon rainforest and the peoples of Australasia as well. And then new technologies like LIDAR revealing structures underneath the Amazon jungle My book focuses not only on North America but also on South America, because you cannot tell the story of the mysteries of North America without interlinking them with the mysteries of the Amazon rainforest, which is truly an extraordinary part of the world. And in a way, we have two fantastic river valleys. We have the Mississippi River Valley in North America, and we have the Amazon River Valley in South America, and around them cluster just the most extraordinary ancient cultures with amazing traditions, the implications of which maybe haven't been thought through properly before in context of a global cataclysm 12,800 years ago.
Gosh, I mean, hearing you talk here, Graham, I'm sensing, like, as you're, you know, unfolding this onion skin of knowledge here and revelation, that the light bulbs are just, you know, exploding in your head here.
Well, I feel that, look, I don't know if I'm right. First of all, let me say that. I'm not some kind of fanatic.
Right.
I just feel that there is room to look at history again, that it's taught one way in our schools and universities, but maybe some things are missing from the picture, or maybe some things are not fully explained.
If we didn't adjust, we'd still think the Earth was flat, right?
Yeah, exactly. There's room for adjustment. There's room for heresy, and every now and then, heresy turns out to be correct. The way it's looking over the last 25 years, the evidence for a lost civilization, which is fundamentally my case, has been growing stronger and stronger. And it became clear to me, really, just in the last 5 years, that I needed to do a big book on the Americas, because there have just been revolutions in our understanding of the peopling of the Americas in the last decade, which really changes everything. And at the same time, we're beginning to realize how incredibly sophisticated the Native American cultures were,
exactly,
and remarkable things that they did. Mm-hmm. But there's a kind of awakening taking place, and I'm trying to respond to that in this book and deliver solid, you know, factual scientific evidence that we have been getting the story very wrong, and we need to do a rethink.
Well, and there's been something, you know, about the Ice Age that you keep coming back to. Even the most neophytes of neophytes, you know, you look at it and you go, there's something significant here.
Yeah.
Right?
You bet. Yeah. Giant episode. I mean, it's hard to envisage now, you know, but until about 13,000 years ago, you have to consider the whole of North America, roughly between Minnesota and Alaska, as completely covered in ice that is more than a mile deep.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, a mile deep of just solid ice covering that area, and therefore obviously rendering everything under the ice completely uninhabitable.
Mm-hmm.
And you have a similar ice cap on Northern Europe. And because of that, because all that water is frozen up in ice caps on the land, sea level is much lower. It's 400 feet lower at the peak of the ice age than it is today. So that means huge areas of land are exposed then, which are now underwater. So there was no Red Sea then. There was no Persian Gulf then. You know, India extended much further south into the Indian Ocean. Southeast Asia was a giant continent-sized landmass above water.
Mm-hmm.
It's fascinating. The Ice Age really is a huge phenomenon in the human story, because our species seems to shadow the Ice Age and emerge with the Ice Age, and then it has this cataclysmic ending. And what I think has not been considered seriously enough is the possibility that what we've seen as the origins of civilization were not the origins of civilization, but were a reboot.
I was going to say maybe chapter 2, right, or 2.0.
Yeah, chapter 2, reboot, or an attempt to restart the engine. That's what I see, and I think the Americas are going to have huge revelations in this regard in the decades to come.
It's quite humbling when you think about it.
Yeah, it is.
and maybe that's kind of the resistance, is because in our arrogance we want to think we're all that in a bag of chips, but when you really get down to what it's all about here, it kind of puts it all in
really
a different perspective.
It really does. That's part of my point, you know, that we go along with the illusion that history is all is all about us, you know.
Yes.
That we're the end point, the pinnacle, the ultimate achievement of human society. And I think the notion of a lost civilization is threatens that worldview to a certain extent. It's unsettling, it's troubling.
Not only lost, but an advanced civilization,
yes,
in the Americas, right?
A lost advanced civilization in the
exactly. Americas. Graham Hancock is with us. We're talking about his new book, America Before. Stay with us. We'll pick it up from there on the other side of the break, 15 minutes after the top of the hour right now.
Fellow patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
You hold my head, just let me go. You hold my head.
Your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez live.
Fresh and in. independent, just the way you like to hear from us every day, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific, 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Graham Hancock continues with us. We're talking about his brand new book, America Before, The Key to Earth's Lost Civilization. Graham, let's talk about this advanced civilization of the Americas lost to history.
We finished off the previous sector on a note that I wouldn't mind picking up, if that's all right.
Yes, please do.
Which is the resonance of this for our civilization today. I mean, what I'm saying, based on solid science, thoroughly documented in the book, is that there's evidence of a massive cataclysm that began around 12,800 years ago. I suggest wiped out not only woolly mammoths and mastodons, but also an advanced civilization of prehistory, and that the center of this civilization was in North America, and that's exactly where the center of the cataclysm was. The question that also arises is, of course, there were other kinds of people living in the world at that time. There was not only my hypothetical advanced civilization that was capable of navigating the globe and mapping the Earth with levels of accuracy at least similar to ours in the
18th century. Well, that's what it begs the question. If you think, okay, if we lost this civilization, how many others got lost?
Well, but what I'm saying is that the world then, I suggest, was a bit like the world today, because today we have hunter-gatherers living in the world. Some in the Amazon rainforest don't even know that technological civilization exists. We have hunter-gatherers living in the world in the Kalahari Desert and in many other places, and they coexist with our civilization. But if we were to undergo a cataclysm today on the scale of what happened 12,800 years ago, I suggest it would be the hunter-gatherers who would survive it, not our civilization.
And well, yeah, because, I mean, they talk of the threat of some sort of disturbance in the electrical grid that the United States would be all but decimated within a year.
Well, it's even worse than that. I mean, many people who live in cities are not aware how fragile the food supply into cities is. Every city has got just about 3 days' supply of food. And if you break those supply lines as a result of any kind of cataclysm, I mean, you know, we've shown with Hurricane Katrina and with other natural disasters, for example, the enormous forest fires that have raged in different parts of the United States and indeed in Europe recently, we've shown that we're not really good at handling those kind of disasters. And if we were to face another disaster resulting from impacts of a fragmenting comet, if we were to face such an event today as happened 12,800 years ago, then I think it would very rapidly mean the end of our civilization. Not just a year. I think our civilization would fall apart in weeks. So very few of us know how to survive. We don't have survival skills.
Right.
Our survival is guaranteed by the society as a whole, but if you fracture the bonds that tie that society together, and suddenly people don't even know how to survive. But who do know how to survive are the hunter-gatherers who still live in the world. And I suggest, as was the case with the last great cataclysm, that it would be their descendants who carry the human story forwards and tell myths and traditions of a time when there once existed a great civilization on this planet that was capable of all kinds of, you know, quote-unquote magical feats.
Yes, exactly. Wow. This is incredible. You say the evidence points to America as being first populated some 130,000 years ago.
Yeah, this changes everything, because until very recently, it was rigidly held view of archaeology that the Americas were amongst the last great land masses on Earth to be inhabited by human beings, and that they were not inhabited until just around 13,000 years ago. And the new evidence, very solid scientific evidence of humans in North America 130,000 years ago, 10 times as old as the previous model, only published in 2017. This is very, very recent scientific material. A lot of it hasn't made its way out into general public knowledge yet.
Yeah.
It changes everything. It changes the way that we must view civilization. The origin of civilization can't just be automatically assumed to have taken place in the old world, which is what we've always been taught. We have to think again on that subject.
Yeah, without a doubt. Graham, what is science saying in terms of the Earth itself? How old is the Earth?
Scientific position on how old the Earth is about 4.5 billion years. In other words, 4,500,000 years. But the Earth initially was extremely hot and hostile to any form of life. But that by about 3.9 billion years ago, 3,900 million years ago, it began to cool enough and miraculously, astonishingly, within 100 million years, it was covered in bacterial life from which all subsequent life evolved. So, you can trace the first sort of archaeobacteria, I guess, back to about 3.8 billion years ago, and then the subsequent evolution of life has taken place since then. And this is the mainstream story about the history of the Earth. So the planet is thousands of millions of years old. Anatomically modern human beings, the oldest examples that have been found are just about 350,000 years old. Other human species with which we interbred and therefore were the same species as us, such as the Neanderthals and the recently discovered Denisovans, are no longer extant, but they may take the human story back a few 100,000 years further. But we're very young. We're very young species on a very old planet. And we think we know what it's all about, but maybe we don't.
Well, it would seem that there was a design purpose for the Ice Age, was there not?
A purpose for the Ice Age?
Yes. I mean, there was a reason for the Ice Age to be there. I mean, in a sense, as you said, maybe it was part of the hibernation process for, growth, and then when you
It's a mysterious process, in a way, when, one can have almost mystical ideas, and why not? The ancients considered the Earth to be a goddess. Maybe that's exactly what the Earth is, and needs to go through certain cycles of regeneration and rebirth in order to stay vibrant and functional and alive. I think ice ages are part of the normal life of this planet.
I guess
there have been ice ages before. Right. I mean, the ice age we're talking about began about 3 million years ago and ended 11,600 years ago. It's called the Pleistocene. But there were earlier ice ages at different times. It seems to be a fairly regular pattern. There have been all kinds of attempts to explain this, some of them quite persuasive, but it's still a bit of a mystery. But I agree with you. I think it's part of the cyclical return to health of our planet, that it needs to go through these cycles every now and then. And there's no doubt there will be more of them.
Right. We've only got about a minute left. So the takeaway, I mean, this book is so rich. There's so much to this. As you say, this is,
I tried to make it a fun read. It's a big travel journey across America. Yeah. It looks into the cataclysm. It looks into the possibilities of a lost civilization in America. It considers how different that civilization might have been from our own. I hope it turns history on its head. I've tried to be solid in my research and document every single piece of evidence that I present so that the reader can check it out. This is a serious attempt to
rewrite
history.
Absolutely. Well, and the fun part of going back is that you can't help, once you go back, to say, where are we going from here?
Oh yeah, exactly. That's what it's all about for me. That's why it all matters. Where do we go from here? What can we learn from the past right now?
Well, that's your next book, America, going forward. America later, right?
Sounds like a plan.
You got it. Graham Hancock, America Before, the title of his book. I'm Bill Martinez Live. Graham, thank you so much. This book will be linked on our website. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Bye. 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 Bye.
Attention timeshare owners. Are high maintenance fees driving you crazy? Well, how would you like to rent or even sell your timeshare and eliminate your maintenance fees? Now you can by making one quick call to Timeshares by Owner, a national company with an A+ BBB rating that specializes in helping consumers sell or rent their timeshares. And if you call right now, we'll give you a free timeshare market evaluation and explain to you our exclusive double your money back guarantee. Now you don't need to be wasting money on a timeshare you don't always use. You can rent or even sell it. Call right now and get your free market report and learn about our industry-leading double your money back guarantee. Learn your options now on how to sell or rent your timeshare and eliminate most of the cost and headaches. Call now. 800-715-6093. 800-715-6093. That's 800-715-6093.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The White House dismissing internal polling that reportedly finds President Trump lagging in some key states against former VP Joe Biden. Talking with reporters a short time ago, Press Chief Sarah Sanders said polls in the 2016 election were wrong and they could likely be wrong again. She argued President Trump's in a very strong position heading into the 2020 campaign. Both Trump and Biden are in Iowa today. Sanders was also defending President Trump's moves when it comes to the southern border, including the new deal reached with Mexico.
The border is being completely overrun, and we have to see something dramatically change, and we're hopeful that we're taking the right steps to make that happen.
The latest shark attack off the coast of Ocean Isle Beach in North Carolina yesterday afternoon leaves a teenage surfer seriously injured. And this is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
We don't see color here. We just love America.
Where this hurt, you show me what healing can do. Where this hatred, you show me how kindness can move. Where this fear deep inside, I won't run, I won't hide. I'll give you all of me so that you can see every broken piece. And you open your mind.
Martinez, live.
Hey, welcome back, America. 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Our next guest is John Lindell, who pastors a church. And I like what Brian Houston talked about. Brian Houston, founder and global senior pastor at Hillsong Church, wrote that John's love for people and wholehearted passion for the local church to thrive have caused him to capture a message that will unlock potential purpose and clarity within every reader. He shares God's endless, revolutionary, and profound grace, a grace he has been so evidently marked by in his decades of pastoring and leading. You're about to embark on a rich and life-changing journey to discover the depths of God's miraculous grace, and you have no greater guide than my friend John. Pastor Lindell, good to have you with us. How you doing?
Hey, it's great to be with you, Bill. I'm doing good, and you?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. I just am, I'm impressed the way Brian has captured your heart, to give you the perfect introduction so that our listeners who have not come to know you but will be grateful to know you after our conversation and certainly after they read your book, Soul Set Free.
Well, thank you. And Brian is a wonderful friend and has been an inspiration to me through the years, an amazing leader in his own right.
Well, you're the lead pastor of James River Church. And so Soul Set Free, why this book?
Well, because, you know, when I honestly, when I've looked through my years of pastoring, and I've been in the same church now for 28 years and pastored a couple other churches prior to that. But one of the things that I noticed is that for a lot of people who love God, they still don't understand grace. People who've been in the church, they can define grace, but they don't understand grace. Certainly, I think the absence of understanding in the part of people in my own journey was launched by recognition that really evolved over the last few years that I myself did not really understand grace. So I could define it, though I had gone to, collegiate and seminary level classes to study. I don't think there was an understanding that was conveyed to me or that I was able to catch at that time for whatever reason. And as we were making our way through Romans, it really all came together for me. But 5 years before this, I remember saying to some of my staff, I don't think I get grace. I don't understand how it works.
Right. No, I think it can be a bit ethereal. Interesting that you would refer to the book of Romans. Being raised Catholic, I got to tell you, that was a book that specifically set me free. To the point that, when I was raised in a Catholic church by nuns, and I was so blessed for that kind of education, I can tell you, John, that, we were taught that Martin Luther was, just this heretic. And I had no idea of his background, but as I subsequently studied more about Martin Luther, and then particularly when I had studied the book of Romans, I'm going, hey, I want to be with this dude at the Wittenberg door. I'll hold the nail, to set up the thesis. I mean, it was, to me, it was so liberating.
Well, and Martin Luther is certainly one of the great figures in Christian history who was impacted by Romans, but you have others like John Wesley. I mean, it's really almost a list of who's who of men and women who, when they really grasped Romans, it all came together in their heart and their mind in an explosive way. The comprehensiveness and the enormity of God's grace, the magnitude of what he does in the believer. And honestly, Bill, if people don't get that, here's what my experience as a pastor and watching people has been. They'll hear something like Romans chapter 8 and verse 1 that says this great verse, there is therefore now no condemnation. And people will celebrate it when they hear it, but here's the way they practically interpret it in their life. There is therefore now less condemnation. The idea that somehow there could be zero condemnation, I think, escapes most people, and it will unless we really understand the magnitude of God's grace.
Yeah, because you eliminate the therefore, right? All the other stuff before. And and that's the challenge with grace, is that we're trying to understand grace through a temporal perspective. Grace is much higher than that, at least what I've been able to appreciate, John. Is that fair to say?
Well, I think that's really true. I think we have a tendency, starting with God the Father, to view him as a father figure through the lens of our own earthly father, which even if you had a great father, there was still a human father.
Right.
And for a lot of people, they didn't have, there were some glaring issues that have been transferred into their walk with God. For example, Martin Luther, we were talking about him. Mm-hmm. He says, I struggle when I come to the first two words of the Lord's Prayer, to say our Father and to think of God, because my own father was such a harsh and unrelenting man. So what happens is, whether we're reading about the wrath of God, we have a tendency to view wrath as explosive, uncontrolled, petty at times, or that kind of outburst, rather than understanding that wrath itself, rather than understanding through human terms that wrath is God's steady, steadfast opposition to evil. He is opposed to evil, which is, so the wrath is an expression of that. Or any one of the things, the love of the Father, we have a tendency to think, well, you know what, if I fail God, or if I've done less than either my own standard or what I perceive God's standard to be, or maybe what God's standard actually is. Mm-hmm. If I failed in that area, then we have a tendency to process that failure in a human way, and we end up doing what Adam and Eve did in the garden. They hid. We right. distance ourselves from God, where when you understand grace, you understand the relentless pursuit of God, like the father in the story of the prodigal son, who mm-hmm. runs
yes.
toward the prodigal. And grace helps us grasp how that is theologically possible when we understand Romans.
And there's so much more, you know, that picture of the father running. Again, if you do not appreciate the culture at that time, and as Jesus is relating that story, that was almost hypocrisy, that you would have a father running toward a ne'er-do-well son, or running at all toward a son. I mean, there's just so much about that story that if you're not aware of the cultural relevance, then you miss out on, you know, the depth of God's love, you know, for his creation.
And it's really one of the stories that even in the book I'll use to try to open people's understanding up to the amazing love God has for people, and the joy of the Father in eternity before time began, mm-hmm. planning not only for people's creation, but for their salvation and their glorification. And when we take that long-term view of grace, mm-hmm. it really changes how we view the Father.
Exactly. And when you talk about grace, this pursuit of God, it is God's promise that is extended to us through grace to say, look, I'm still in it with you. You know, the deal is still on between us. Before I even created you, here was my plan for creation. Here was the trajectory. He that knows even from the beginning, before the beginning, the end from the beginning, says, hey, look, the deal is still on between us. I'm still all in, right? And it's so difficult through our finite understanding to appreciate, as you say, the depth of God's grace that pursues us to where we can say that all things work together for good, right?
That's exactly right. I mean, he is in it. He is not nearly as surprised by our failures as we are. And he anticipated those. Mm-hmm. And when you ask people, you know, about what is grace? They'll invariably say, well, it's God's forgiveness of my sins. But even there, for a lot of people, they stop short of understanding the scale of that forgiveness.
Exactly. John, we've got to go to break. We'll pick it up from there when we come back. More from John Lindell, Soul Set Free, right after this.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Joan London with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad. She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there whenever I had a question.
The senior living advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every month, listening and offering local knowledge and advice to help find the best senior living communities across the country. And it's a free service. Here's the number.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360.
There's a place for answers. A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360. That's 1-800-359-3360.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down and, I have to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Well, Mark Driscoll says about Pastor John Lindell, he says, Pastor John has spent his entire adult life loving Jesus with his family, leading one of America's greatest churches, and learning the heart of God by preaching every verse of the entire New Testament, along with much of the Old Testament. Many of us have been long awaiting this book from one of the generation's greatest Bible teachers. This message on the grace of God is the gist of the gospel and a gift to the church. I am purchasing multiple copies to give away and encourage you to do the same. This comes from the best-selling author, senior pastor at Trinity Church, Mark Driscoll. This is the impact that this book has, because there is a lot vested in here. This is like one of those books that is a, probably takes a year or two, to write, but it's that plus a lifetime of experiences. Pastor John, as you yourself have gone through to apprehend the truth, the supernatural truth of what grace is about, that in many ways, grace is for this world, for the higher calling that God has for us.
Exactly. And, my goal in all of this, it's been a personal journey for me. Mm-hmm. And so as I began to realize, I can remember one day, studying and just beginning to weep and saying, crying out, literally, God, why hasn't anybody ever told me this? Mm-hmm. And so here I am, the lead pastor of a great church, been preaching all of these years, and have been a student of God's word, and really to dive deep into all that is a part of God's amazing work of grace and all that he did and all that he's doing in us, and the power of grace, the reign of grace, Paul says in chapter 5. As I came to understand it, it just blew my mind. Mm-hmm. And really liberated my heart in a whole new way, to give me a fresh joy, and a joy really based not on emotion or circumstance, but on the promises of God's word, and then to begin to preach it to people and to watch the lights come on and watch people, many of whom who have been in the church for decades saying, I've never heard this before. In fact, that was the common refrain from people. Why has nobody ever told me this before?
Right.
And so I think that's the thing that I'm excited about the book, is it's the opportunity for believers to hear it. It's the opportunity for people who left the church because they said, I can't do this thing, not realizing it's not what they do, but what Jesus has done. And to people who've never heard about grace, my prayer is that in all of those categories, they'll come to know the explosive power of grace.
Like all these gifts that God has given to us, they lead us to freedom. And I believe that is the ultimate call. I mean, it's why Jesus came to set the captives free. I mean, we think, oh, those are those guys in obvious chains. And little did we realize, spiritually, we were all, you know, we were all handcuffed. And even today, many in the church still walk around with handcuffs because they are not living in the fullness of liberty that God intended for them. And grace is one of the key markers, is it not?
Well, it is. And, you know, here's the thing. You and I, as believers, we're not going to be able to extend to people what we don't possess ourselves.
Exactly.
And the more we understand God's grace toward us, I think it changes the way we treat other people.
Mm-hmm.
I think it causes us, you know, one of the things I noticed out of the study of Romans is it's made me want my interactions with people, especially whether they know me or don't know me, to have a sense of how valuable they are to God.
Yeah.
Because really, that's what grace is all about, mm-hmm. is that every single person is more valuable to God than they can possibly imagine or realize. And grace, as you study it, you see the great planning and detail and love and care and the power that God is working in the lives of people. And when people grasp that, it's life-changing.
Mm-hmm. Well, and as been said, about meeting other people, I can't remember exactly who it came from, but it was his assessment that he, in appreciating, you know, God's grace and, you know, the fact that God has made us in his image, that it elevated him to appreciate that he was never in the presence of a mere mortal. That there was something that transcended that, that there was so magnificent. And as you say, if you look at people, you know, through that lens, boy, that's just going to alter everything, isn't it?
It certainly is. And I think for people in their own enjoyment of God, you know, I think there's a lot of people who, if you don't understand grace, and this is kind of where I was,
mm-hmm.
I'm a disciplined person. So I can do the things, but there was really not the deep joy. But when you really understand how much God loves you and how what he's doing in you and the extent to which he is doing it, it really creates this sense of joy mm-hmm. in him. And I think a freedom from the burden of what I would say is almost personal autopsy that mm. we're not careful Christians can get into. And, you know, an autopsy is lethal. You're yeah. one of those.
No,
and the believers are constantly doing that. And I don't think it's good. Robert Murray McShane put it this way. For every one look you take at yourself, take 10 glimpses of Christ. That's good advice.
Right. I like that. Say that again. I like it.
For every one look you take at yourself, take 10 glimpses of Christ.
Mm.
That's Robert Murray McShane.
I like that. That's powerful. The key to grace for you that just unlocked the power of grace. Can you explain to us? And because this is foundational to what you are teaching today in your church, right?
Exactly, it is. You know, really, the key to grace is the great love of God and the love of the Father. And, you know, it's echoed throughout the Bible. It's echoed in the New Testament. John says this. He says, behold, what manner of love the Father has bestowed upon us. In other words, he's reminding us in 1 John 3, can you believe the amazing magnitude and majesty of the love God has for us, that we would be called sons of God, that the God of the universe would adopt us, that he would choose us before time began, know us in his heart and his mind, and say, I want him, I want her, I want them, that he would do that. And to understand in Paul's day in Romans, in Roman society, for adoption to take place, oftentimes people would adopt not just for the purpose of because they didn't have children, but because they saw somebody and they said, I want that person because I believe they will honor my family, they will honor my name, it'll be a credit to my legacy. All of that is a part of God's adopting of us as his children, which tells you something, whether we believe we can do it or not. God is confident of his power to work in us to deliver us. Paul starts Romans with that. It's the power of God for the salvation or deliverance of everyone who believes. You get to Romans 8, that triumphant chapter. You've got the Father, you've got the Son, you've got the Spirit, all of God doing all that he can do to bring about our victory, which is why we're more than conquerors through him who loved us.
Do you have the sense, I do, in reading Romans, it's almost like it's when I say shouting, I don't mean shouting in a negative way. I think it's in a very positive way, that it's just screaming at us the joy of this revelation of grace. I hear it. I hear it. I read it, but I hear it, you know, in a very augmented tone. In a sense, screaming at me, but I don't want it screaming like it's irritating. It's screaming at a way of, don't you get it? This is the key.
Exactly. And Paul will break out into doxology of praise at different
right.
moments. Just as he thinks about it, it's just like he has to stop and say, I have to respond to this.
Yes.
My soul is going to burst open if I don't. I've got to let the praise out and the celebration of God's goodness. And really, that's all part of the sign and the result of a person's soul being set free.
Amen. Pastor John Lindell has been with us. His book, Soul Set Free, Why Grace is More Liberating Than You Believe. You kind of hinted to this earlier, John, as we wrap things up, and that is the relevance of the church today. People are looking to a relevant church. And I sense in reading your book and hearing your heart that you believe grace is a key component to that relevance.
You know, I really think it is. I think if people can understand what justification by faith is, if they can understand its practical outworking, I mean, Martin Luther said, I preach justification to my people every week because every week they forget it. We need that constant reminder. And I think in the church, pastors have to dig deep and not be afraid to take people deep. People come to church wanting to know what the Bible says, and one of the greatest things we can tell them about is God's amazing grace.
Well, Pastor John, you've done it. Your first book, this is awesome and a great gift to the body of Christ, Soul Set Free, Why Grace is More Liberating Than You Believe. Can you believe it? Your first book. This is great.
Hey, it's something I didn't really ever think would happen, and the Lord has gone before me, and I am very, very grateful and pray it's a blessing to people as they read it.
And I can't thank you enough for sharing with us. The book is going to be linked at our website at BillMartinezLive.com. Pastor John, thank you. Appreciate it. God bless.
Oh, these pains, my neck, my back, shoulders. I've got to get some relief.
Stress from everyday life, past injuries, or surgeries can cause inflammation that leads to pain, but you don't want to take another pill.
There's an easier, healthier way, right?
Yes, with hot or cold therapy products at sunshine-pillows.com.
Pillows? For my aches and pains?
Oh, not just pillows. Sunshine-pillows.com has the best selection of custom heated neck wraps and heated neck pillows, plus travel pillows, microwavable body heating wraps, and more. It's all available to you online.
Finally, stress relief with no drugs.
Right, and now you can buy any select combo up to $150 and get 30% off. Just use this promo code, SAVE30, when you click sunshine-pillows.com. Save 30% when you spend up to $150 on any select combo. Use promo code SAVE30. Sunshine-pillows.com. Your complete line of therapeutic pillows and pads.
Do the letter.